Blog Talk Radio.
Disco. On the dance floor.
Right here from the courtyard in Old Town Pasadena. This is Disco, and you are listening to the Disco Show.
That's right.
We got Diablo Nieto in the house.
That's right.
And we thought the band was done. We thought the night was over. But it's not. Hold, give me 1 second, Abe. Let me get in there. And let me give him a little get down with the get down. are not playing tonight. I mean, they are playing, but they are not. Ugh.
I got to drive straight through the Santa Fe. Got 1,000 miles of asphalt in my way. I got a word of truth on my mind.
Play that thing right there, son.
And then when he goes,
it's cool. Yeah. I don't know if that's a dobro or a converted guitar and he's just jamming it like a dobro, but he is getting down on it. Anyways, that's Fresh right there. We got the Fresh theme tonight. If you want to call in, talk about something fresh or not, maybe you need something fresh in your life. Go ahead and call on in, 714-888-7437. It's the hotline, the disco hotline. Yeah, call in. Anything you need.
Hotline.
We'll try to have Abel do it. So what's up, man? What are you doing? You got the United States.
Yeah, and it's perfect because all the little cities are really small. I could put a bunch of them on a pin. Nashville. Memphis is tiny. I didn't know how small Memphis is.
There's a couple Memphises.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Memphis in Missouri.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Everyone there in the town waves at you.
Wonder if Memphis knows about this. Do you think they know about that?
I don't know.
You know, Greek has a financial crisis, right? Has been. But all these people are doing Greek yogurt. I wonder
Greece.
I wonder if Greece knows about all the profiteering off their name. Greek yogurt is everywhere all of a sudden.
And the whole olive oil scam?
Well, no, maybe they can collect royalties from everybody using their name, Greece. Greek yogurt.
Yeah, and make a huge comeback.
Major comeback, yeah.
Call it the yogurt rebellion.
Everybody's on board with this Greek yogurt thing, and I wonder if Greece knows about this.
The yogurt revolution.
Greece, if you don't know about this, I'm just here to tell you. You guys have some collection to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone that is not Greek, that is making money off the Greek name.
Yes.
Has got some splaining to do. All right, cool. Well, that's good. Hey, so how'd you like the rain?
Yeah, it's all right.
I
know we need the rain.
Uh-huh. But it makes it tough.
It makes things tough, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like rasa.
I would imagine too. I mean, when I was playing, you know, more regularly, with my bass in the rain, it would get a lot more out of tune. So I can't imagine this guy on a dobro, like, oof, trying to keep that baby.
But what's the dobro, anyways? You keep saying that, and I act like I know what you're talking about, but I don't really.
Yeah, it's like a lap guitar, like slide guitars. Got more.
Oh, the one of them steel ones, right?
Yeah, steel guitar. But I don't know. This one's got a woody sound. Let me take a look. Regular guitar. It's not a dobro. I apologize, Abel.
Dobro.
It's not a Dobro.
I used to know Steve Dobro.
Yeah?
I saw him on Facebook, but he could care less. So I don't bother him anymore.
You should come out with your own electric Dobro and call it the Bell Biv Dobro. Dobro. The Bell Biv Dobro.
I'll get right on that, Dave. You know how damn far on the totem pole that is right now?
Yeah, way down there. Yeah, I don't even think it's going to stay on the totem pole for very long. But anyways, so what's your favorite part of the United States to cut?
The East Coast, a lot of cities.
Yeah.
And they're all close together and they're dense.
We're going to get a close-up audio.
Okay. There's a Jaybird's home city, Philadelphia.
Coming out right now. Don't cut Philly.
Well, it's nice. See all the freeways? It's colorful.
Yeah, I got an invite to Philly, man.
New York.
Blizzards out there.
I heard that
actually,
the perfect storm is lining up.
Yeah, if you're out there on the East Coast and you want to call in and give a weather report, let us know. They got a big whammo coming their way.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that Hollywood is made of. Stuff that...
Really?
Hollywood's kind of storm, you know?
Yeah. So, big shout out to Walter. He's one of my physical trainers. But he gave me a shout out today. But he's out there, man. He told me I need to get out there, but I don't think the airplanes are really going to be
landing.
Yeah,
I heard the airports are closed.
Yeah.
That's what Mike was saying.
Maybe I could do a Greyhound or something. You down to go to Philly tonight?
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go. Pain.
We'll get someone to pay.
Yeah.
We'll get someone in the city of Philadelphia to pay. Some kind of sponsorship. The Philly, I don't know.
It'd be like going on tour.
Yeah.
I'm coming down. I'm coming up on Maine right here. There's really not a lot to cut in Maine.
Yeah. Well, probably a lot of trees. And a lot of lobster. I love lobster.
Cape Cod.
Or
there goes Cape Cod. Martha's Vineyard. She's going to get her own pen. You know, isn't that Martha Stewart owns that island, right?
I don't know. I don't really keep up with the real estate.
Well, I hope she knows about this island called Martha's Vineyard. She needs to get in on some of that action.
Apparently.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you know in China, everything that you could think of is already patented and copyrighted and trademarked? Even if it doesn't exist, they trademark the name, and if something comes up with that name, you owe. Did you know that?
Even Disco Ministries?
Yeah.
No.
It's true. The Chinese law is like that.
What?
Good luck in an American court, you know. But,
true.
I think Orlando's going to make it. Miami looks really uneventful. It's not going to even make the cut. Orlando's.
What? Orlando was fun.
It's got a lot of freeways and stuff.
Oh, man, Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach. Good times.
Florida. That's a state that Bush and his brother rigged.
Rigged?
Oh, yeah.
They were truckers?
No, when the election flipped over, it was just the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, you mean like the hanging Chad?
Yeah, when it flipped over, it was like, come on, you guys. Jesus, we're standing right here.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
So in your face.
Why not? If you can, wouldn't you? If you were in a position like that, Abel,
you got a brother who's a governor of a state that you need, you make it happen.
You're gonna make
That's
a
what
call,
happened.
Right?
It went to Gore, and then Bush got on the phone. Hello, hey brother, old pal of mine. I don't know what happened down there, but when I call back in an hour, everything better be spick and span, all right? Click.
Better get those books straight, Jeb. Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
Nah, I don't know what's going on down there. I don't know. Maybe you think I could just win this election by the strength of my personality. Woohoo!
Well?
But when I call back, it better be all right. Now, I'm going to go and take a bong load in my treehouse. Okay? I got my phone up there in the treehouse. I'm going to bong out.
Hey, well, do you, like, spend all day thinking of scenarios like this?
Oh, yeah, no. Here, this is a good one. up on the boulevard, I went to, there's this place called Paper Source.
Uh-huh.
I walked in there and I said, hey, you guys got any zigzags? You want papers? No, sir. So, okay. Oh, shoot. All right. I guess Ralph's then. I have to go. She's all, I guess so, yeah. So then I walked into It's Sugar, which is right next door. There's a shop called It's Sugar, and they sell old-timey candy from back in the day, you know?
Right, right.
And I walked in there, and I had a hard-boiled egg in my hand, and I said, hey, got any salt? No. Well, I got my hard-boiled egg here. I mean, you can't eat a hard-boiled egg without salt, you know? Yeah. So no salt, huh? No. So then I went to this place called Scotch and Soda, which is right next door. Okay? Hey, let me get a gin and tonic. Sir, we don't even sell Scotch and Soda. Uh-huh. Okay. So then, oh, as my friend Kurtz would say, okay. So I walked, then after that, I walked over to the pie hole. Walked in there. Hey, you guys got any cornhole in here? No, sir. How could you not have cornhole? Pie hole and corn, they're right there next to each other. When you're looking at one, you can see the other one. I wasn't getting any laughs.
Yeah, I don't think that one.
I didn't even get any response to that.
Yeah. I can't really respond.
Yeah. Bunch of fraud going on in that boulevard.
But you were going for a second there. I mean,
then I went into H&M. Okay. And I said, all right, you guys, I want your best. Give me your best H&M session.
Sir, this is a clothing store.
You mean tell me you guys don't have H&M in here?
Oh,
fuck, I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
Oh, my word. Hey, Boomy, I know. Well, I got to get to some bumper music, man. You're killing me, dude.
Yeah, H&M, it stands for hit and miss.
All right. If you want to call into the show, you can. 714-888-7437. We got the slide guitar in the background. Yeah, Abel's fired up and ready. Live music every night of the week. Come on down, 66 North Fair Oaks Avenue. Old Town Pub.
I got them all. I got everything I wanted to get.
We got three major shows back to back. We got Psychedelic Cowboys on Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
Big shout out. Mm-hmm. Saturday, we got King Llama and the whole crew and Pleasure Delay and all those guys. And then Sunday, apparently, we got Roddy Radiation from the Specials, and a few people from the Specials are coming through.
We need to light that stage. We need to fill that dark spot on the stage, Dave. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, have you mentioned this to
him? All the time. We can't rely on him. I'm going to have to do it when he's not around, when Aaron's in here. We'll get a light, and we'll just get the ladder, and we'll do it. Because otherwise, you know, no one wants to get
the ladder. Yeah, I'll just start walking away now. I do. I've recorded you many, many times.
No one.
All right, anyways, if you want to call in and talk to this knucklehead or the other knucklehead, you can. 714-888-7437. You are listening to The Disco Show. Kind of emotional right now.
Oh, yeah.
A little emo.
Yeah.
Because of the slide guitar.
Choking up, dub. Yeah.
Oh! Real blues, dub. Real blues. That's good. That's good, man. This guy's really getting it. Do you know this guy's name?
He's like a resident. He plays like
every month.
Every
third
Monday or something.
Let me ask old Aaron's in there. Well, let me go. What's up, Aaron? How you doing? What up? We're doing the show.
Oh, sure.
What's the name of this guy?
David Vidal.
David Vidal, huh? How do you spell that?
V-I-D-A-L, Vidal.
Oh, like Vidal says.
And I'm assuming you know how to spell David.
I do now. Yeah. Good to see you, man.
How you doing? Have a good show.
Yeah, thanks. So, 361, Doc, we're doing this. All right. All right, I found out. His name is David Vidal.
V-I-D-A-L.
Yeah. David Vidal.
You like this band? I just made
David Vidal.
Like
David Vidal.
Like that guy.
Oh, wow. He looks very happy.
You like this one? Yeah,
he's at a Coyote show, and he's getting down with the guitar. Oh, that looks like Madonna with the, what is that, Spartacus, I guess, you know? They got those chariots with the little spike thing.
Her chariot?
She got her chariot bra.
Chariot.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Pop her chariot.
I'm so glad I can go back and edit all the episodes.
Some people pop
I can just
chariot,
go back and
some
beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
Yeah, his nuts dropped and popped her chariot.
See? That's good. Yeah. So, do you normally tone it down when there's, like, parents with children walking by on the boulevard?
His nuts dropped and popped her cherry.
Is that a... No? It's a no. Okay. Do you do it for shock value? Or... what?
Hey, there was nothing nasty about it. There was no nasty cuss words or any expletives. It was, you know, his nuts dropped and popped her cherry. Nothing bad about that. Nature.
Okay, for a 4-year-old?
They wouldn't understand, and you wouldn't have to explain it to them, would you?
What if they asked?
Then you'd lie to them.
Who wants to lie to their children?
Tell them a little white lie.
I think I'm getting somewhere. Do you feel that you were lied to as a child?
I see moms and dads all day long, yes, yesing and yesing their children. Yes, dear, yes, yes. I hear them all. Nobody pays attention to the children.
That's because you got nothing but nose, huh?
That's why when I see children, I like to pay attention to. I actually like to at least pretend to pay attention to them.
Well, that's true.
Because
yeah, because they don't get that. Yeah.
I remember being a little kid and thinking, wow. Because I was spoiled. I was my mom's firstborn boy. I was a little only boy, and I was spoiled. I remember it stopping and being disappointed how I don't get any more attention. I was like 5 or 6 when that stopped happening.
Did you have a sibling pop out at that time?
Rosie the next year, yeah.
There you go.
And then Janie 2 years later.
There's the fembot. 90 seconds until we have, like, 16 minutes, so
hey,
we have 17 minutes total.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't even hear you anymore.
Oh.
Somebody told me that, and I thought it was really cool. In fact, they speak so loud that I can't even hear you.
Wow. Yeah. For Monday night especially.
I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever heard.
Yeah. Well, we should do a countdown, dude. Let's count down to completing our Monday. For a lot of people, Monday's terrible.
Yeah, actions speak louder than words. In fact, so
actions
loud
speak.
That I can't even hear you anymore. Isn't that great?
Like, wah. Anyway.
Somebody might just get confused and then really get mad and hit you just because they were confused.
Maybe.
I know that when I get confused, I get a little pissed. Want to sock somebody, maybe choke them. A little Gila monster in the back of my brain.
I think that's anger issues.
Sometimes says maybe a little choking tonight.
Maybe advice, prayer, meditation, I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
It's officially Tuesday, homeboy.
Gila.
Happy Tuesday. Monday has been conquered.
Conquered.
We nailed Monday.
Yeah, nailed.
I really gotta select my words.
Oh, Dave. Oh, nailed. Oh.
You just don't stop.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so there's this guy at Knott's Berry Farm. He has, like, the lowest voice in the world.
Yeah.
He showed me how to do the, you know, that chicka chicka.
Yeah,
how to get your voice low
is not, the
trick is not exhaling, but actually inhaling and doing a, like a, I can't really do it, but a, you gotta practice.
Oh, you gotta practice.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
and so, dude, there's this, like, 16-year-old with pimples.
Yeah.
With a lower voice than me, sounding like, I don't know, one of these seasoned actors. Bowser. He kind of sounded like Bowser. Bless you.
Yeah,
but he was like the youngest guy working there. I couldn't believe he even had a worker's permit. It was crazy. So that's the trick. You want to do that practice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that one.
Yeah. When I'm not sick, I can, I'll probably pop one out. I'll have to, practice, record it, and then I'll...
I like this one. Like that one? I like that little thing that she's got.
Yeah,
she's in love with.
Kind of classy, yeah. And it looks like an electronic board of some sort, some kind of mixing thing.
But it doesn't quite fit on there. You see?
Wrap it.
He's going to have to
wrap it,
though.
Just wrap it.
I can get her onto the round one.
For those of you that can't see what is in front of me. Abel has a table laid out, all his arts and crafts. He's doing his TIC. He's getting his TIC on right now. What city is this, Abel? Columbus, Ohio? Why? Because of the rivers?
Yeah, I didn't know that about Columbus. I know Columbus is a party town.
Really?
It's a college town.
Oh.
Somebody who lived there said it's party.
Party. Yeah, I would imagine so.
I can't imagine being in another city. Cause,
why?
Because I just don't know out of state.
What if you went on tour for your the Abel Nieto?
My Abel Nieto show.
What if we took the disco
It'll be a
show
party
on tour?
Show.
Yeah.
Board,
what if we took the show on the road, all the way live?
Where? To, like, Eagle Rock?
No. Well, yeah, we'll start there. And we might even go out on a limb and make it to Glendale. Gosh dang it. Yeah, watch your fingers, dude. What are you doing?
I need to put Homegirl on a pen.
Oh.
Then I'll be done.
Would that officially make her a pinup girl?
That's right.
You're going to put her on a pin. Okay.
Oh, you got it, dog.
I think I'm getting it. Okay. Well, that's cool. All right. Now, for all the listeners out there, do you want to plug your website again?
Oh, where? iTunes? Yeah. Oh, and Bandcamp. Two different mixes I just covered.
Where are we going to find you?
At Abel Nieto. Abel. That way you spell it right. If you say it like that, you'll spell it right. Abel.
Say it right, spell it right.
That's right. If you can't tell.
It's another language or something.
Last Minute Larry.
Last Minute Larry.
Yeah,
okay.
Good. Say something from it. Oh, shit. I could play some keyboards. I got my keyboard.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with that Denon, brah?
You got to come and get it before it gets auctioned off or something.
Mañana?
It's going to have to be tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day I'm there.
What time? Five-ish?
Whenever you can make it.
Okay. See what I could do. Maybe I could do like, I don't know.
Just be here when they open, okay? I'll meet you here when they open.
When who opens?
The pub.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's like 6?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Are you going to bring it over here? Or are
you
gonna
no, you got to go get
oh.
Turkey.
I am a turkey. Gobble, gobble. All right, let me walk on there. We're going to wrap this show soon. I should try to get David Vidal on the show.
Want to go interview?
Yeah. We get him on the show real quick and then we'll wrap it. Hey, great set.
Thank you.
Sounded really good.
Thanks.
Do you have a website or anything?
Yeah. David Vidal, Vidal.
.com or?
.net, actually.
.net?
All right. If you Google it, man, it should be pretty easy to find.
All right, cool. Yeah. It sounds
yeah.
really good.
Thanks.
Thank you. Very cool. All right, check him out. David Vidal. You heard it first. Got him on the show.
Yeah, what did he have to say?
Lock it down. Plug this site, davidvidal.net.
A great name.
Check him out. I know. It's got that ring to it. So, all right. Well, I'm going to wrap the show, Abe.
You're
wrap
busy
it? Scraping. It's really like claws on a chalkboard, dude.
I got to get that glue off. I just can't leave it on there.
All right, you got any last words for the kiddos out there? You want to put them to bed properly?
Yes. Do your homework, guys. I know you're not doing your homework, okay?
Yeah, all musicians, promoters, peoples out there, do your homework.
Do your homework.
Preparation is the key to success, you know.
That's right.
Yes, so get prepared. All right, you got to be on point. Or to be on point, you got to prepare to be on point.
Yeah, that's right. We all have to do things we don't want to do, okay?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. I'm just kidding. All right.
Like you, you're doing your cactus business.
Yeah, sometimes I don't want to do it. I take like 30 pokes to the arm.
You ever wonder why? But do you ever find yourself wondering, what did I get myself into?
Oh, yeah. Saturday's the day where it's, woo, that's going to be the day. I'm going to have like 10 people on board doing stuff.
Oh, with, oh,
like,
with that. You mean Ben? With Ben?
Five tons
dude,
of stuff.
Ben, dude. Haven't you noticed that me and him don't speak to each other?
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know why.
Because he's a punk ass. And I can't stand to hear a word out of his mouth. All he does is brag and talk
yeah.
and, oh, get shut up.
Yeah, it's true. So hopefully I'll just get in and out of there, get the cactus done, and then it'll be good
yeah,
to go.
We don't talk to each other for good reason.
Well, good. Well, hopefully we can reconcile that. I'll talk to him on Saturday. But
till
the next episode, we got to wrap the show
here.
You want to say goodnight?
Style, man.
Yeah, say goodnight.
I don't want his respect.
Oh, okay. Well, let's wrap
it. It would be a rotten kind of respect, a respect that would be designed to lure me in and beat me in a darkened alley with him and his
homies. Oh, yeah, I could see that, yeah. So, all right. Well,
too much investigative discovery channel.
On that violent note, we're going to wrap
this. Don't watch Investigative Discovery Channel.
Till the
okay?
next episode. Number for the show every night, 714-888-7437. Archived episodes. www.blogtalkradio.com/discoministries.
Homicide Hunter.
Till the next episode, this is Disco and
Abel Nieto. Last Minute Larry.
Officially signing off.